I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about in the cloud. Just lately, I've been seeing all these verses kind of jumping off the page at me, talking about clouds in the Bible. For example, God led the people with a cloud above the tabernacle in the Old Testament when he's leading Moses and the people. There was a cloud above the tabernacle. When the cloud would lift, the people would set out. When the cloud would settle and rest, they would stay there. And then I'm just seeing in Moses's tabernacle, a cloud would appear above the Ark of the Covenant. And it's talking about on the Day of Atonement, the cloud would appear and God would appear in the cloud. He would appear in the cloud to speak to the high priest that would come in there. And just this idea of clouds in the Bible, we'll see in the New Testament, Jesus says, when he comes back, he's coming in the clouds. When God gave the covenant with Noah in the Old Testament, he was not going to flood the earth again. He said he put the rainbow where? He put it in the clouds. And there's something to this idea of the cloud. And I find it interesting in today's world of technology, everything's done in the cloud. I find it very interesting when I start thinking about everything's done in the cloud in today's world of technology. But we're going to start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're new to us here, we start with this prayer. It's about 2 minutes long. And it's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And then we take a couple minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before we get into our time of communion. And then we're going to dive into this idea of the cloud a little bit more and just be believing that God's going to give us some new insights and revelations that are going to help us to know him better as we talk about the cloud today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening and all their families and friends and all those connected to them and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of the glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. We ask you to expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to get started by going through the other half of prayer. If you want some more training on this other half of prayer and some more insights into what we just prayed, if you go to our website, the Abundant Life Training Center, on our free tools and resources page, you can find some additional training videos and a tracker that you can use to track along with the other half of prayer here as well. But our first step, let's get positioned in the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light. And that all happens into the kingdom of God's dear Son, into the kingdom of Jesus, into the kingdom of heaven. We've been transferred in. It's already happened. We're supposed to be giving thanks for that regularly, but it's important to realize that happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us in. And so we've got to receive that forgiveness from God. And then it's got to flow through us where that forgiveness is flowing through us. We have to forgive ourselves. We've got to stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, putting all this pressure on ourselves. When we take all that pressure off ourselves, that condemnation off of ourselves. It kind of unkinks the hose and things can begin to flow more smoothly through us. It's hard to walk in the light unless we receive forgiveness from God, forgive ourselves, and then we got to forgive other people, which means we have to release some things. Just like God released our sins, we have to release some things from ourselves, also from other people, ways people have wronged us, things that we're holding against them. We got to let some things go. We got to release those things to live in the light. And then once we're in the light, we got to magnify that light. We got to make it bigger. We got to make it stronger. We got to make it brighter. How do we do that? You can start with gratitude. By focusing your mind on things that are going well, things that you're grateful for, we can focus our mind. We can magnify the issues and problems in life, or we can magnify God and what's going right, what he's doing in our lives, what he's done in our lives. Whichever one we focus on is going to get magnified. Whichever one we focus on is going to get magnified, which means what? It's going to grow bigger on the inside of you. The more we focus on darkness, we've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light, but we can still keep focusing on darkness. We can keep looking back at it continually and begin to magnify that and make it bigger in our minds. And unfortunately, the case is we're still walking in darkness then. And when you're in darkness, it's confusing. It's disorienting. You can trip and stumble and run into things. You can hurt yourself. And darkness can feel heavy. One of the indicators that we're not fully in the light is that that feeling on the inside of just spiritual heaviness. Like there is a cloud, a dark cloud over you in some ways. Feeling that dark cloud on the inside over you. That's a feeling, that spiritual heaviness, that we're not walking in light. Gratitude, looking back over the last 24 hours, what are some things that you're grateful for? What are the steps forward that you took? Often we get caught up looking at how far we still have to go. We're not at the goal yet. We got to take all these steps still. And that can be discouraging. But when you look back at how far you've already come, how far God has brought you already, you can gain encouragement from that. And in that encouragement, you can find the courage to take the next steps forward. And so we got to begin to magnify the light. And that's going to begin to show up in your emotions. I like to think of my emotions as my indicators, giving me feedback of what I'm focused on, what I'm believing in my heart, what's the vision and imagination I'm playing on the inside continually. Whatever I'm magnifying is going to get expressed out through me in my emotions. The feeling that's generated is based on a lot of times whatever I'm magnifying in my life. And so as I begin to magnify the problems and make them bigger in my mind and roll them over in my mind and visualize them and imagine them and visualize all these worst case scenarios, it begins to steal my peace and joy. And it shows up as stress and worry and anxiety, hopelessness, not having joy, feeling powerless in your situation. But when you begin to magnify God, how big he is, that nothing's impossible for him, that he loves you. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for you, and nothing's impossible for him. You begin to magnify that on the inside. And all of a sudden, this peace and this joy begins to flow through you. I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded and I'm magnifying him. I'm single-minded in my faith and focused on him rather than looking at the problems and wavering back and forth. I like to think of joy as my indicator that I'm living in the present moment. And when I get present, what happens is his grace begins to flow through me. When I stop living in regret over the past and worry and uncertainty in the future, because God holds our future, he's our security. When I begin to live in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me, there's fullness of joy in his presence. And that turns the tables on the inside of us. His grace begins to flow out of us. And he's more than enough. He's got grace for everything you need. He's able to make all grace abound to you. So having all sufficiency at all times and in all things, you can abound to every good work. He put more than enough on the inside of you. And I like to think of joy as my indicator that that's flowing. So if I'm lacking peace and joy, the question becomes, what am I focused on? What am I magnifying in my life? Am I magnifying the problems and the issues of life and the things that are going wrong? Or am I magnifying God, things that I'm grateful for, things that are going well, what he's capable of in my life? Am I magnifying the past or the future, or am I living in the present moment? These are all indicators. We get indicators in our emotions about where our focus is. And then what do you need to do? If we're going to make a plan with God for the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? Ultimately, in our walk with God, we got to spend time with him. We were talking about yesterday, these three phases. We got to have some input going on. We're taking time. We're hearing from him. We're spending time in his word. But then in the middle, that information has to get processed. It has to be understood correctly through the lens of grace, that he's trying to help you. He's trying to work continually for your good. And then that understanding must be converted into knowing what to do and taking the appropriate actions and steps. So we've got these three phases: input, transformation, or metabolizing in the middle. Think of nutrition. Food's coming in, it has to get processed and metabolized and turned into energy. Jesus says, if you would see with your eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your hearts in the middle, and turn or convert that into the proper actions, then you would be healed. Then you would be prosperous. Deuteronomy says, after turning comes prosperity, turning to the Lord. And so that middle phase is where the magic happens. The middle phase is where the miracles come from. And that middle phase, I think meditation is the most important thing. As you spend time meditating on God's word, rolling his word over and over, it's a way to break that down and to metabolize it and to turn it into something that you practically do in your life. God told Joshua in the Old Testament, meditate in my word day and night, and you'll have good success. As you metabolize it in the middle, you break it down into something useful that you can practically implement in your life. And that only comes through meditation, I believe. To roll it over in your mind, to keep visualizing it, imagining it, speaking about it, muttering it, talking about it. Repetition of it over and over and over. It begins to break it down so that you can convert it into knowing what to do. But then what do you know what to do? Or what do you know to do? What steps do you know to take over the next 24 hours? What are the things that you know to do? There might be some things that you need to get done, administrative things, things around the house, things in your workplace. What do you know to do in those areas? And then begin to execute, take action on those things that you know to do. And don't worry about getting into things that you're unsure on, that you're fuzzy on. Do the things that you know to do, not that you're uncertain of. Do what you know to do today, and tomorrow you'll know what to do tomorrow. And then what are the things that you want to do? God is often prompting and stirring some things on the inside of us that we're excited to do, we're motivated to do, we really want to do. But often we procrastinate on them because usually those things require some courage and some faith to get started and get the ball rolling. They often look big and overwhelming because usually whatever God is prompting and stirring on the inside is usually impossible in our own strength. We're going to need his help. But that's the way he designed us to live together in partnership with him. And so when you know those things that you want to do and that God is stirring, just begin to take the first step. And that's where the simple faith and belief and trust come in. That he's going to show up. He's going to help you. He's going to help to fulfill those dreams that he put in your heart as well. So last one. What has God been teaching you or showing you over the last 24 hours? What are the most important things he's been talking to you about? If we're in his presence, he's with you. He's side by side, walking out your day with you. It would be really weird if he said nothing to you all day. He's speaking to you all the time. He's trying to teach us and train us, and it's his voice. Job chapter 36, 16, I believe it is. He woos us from the jaws of distress to the spacious, beautiful place over here that's free from all restriction. But it's his voice that leads us along the path. And taking the time to connect with him, to listen to him, and then taking the time to meditate on those things that he's speaking to you so that you begin to break them down. You begin to metabolize them. And I think it's really important that you begin to record your journey. One of the greatest keys to greatness, I believe, is recording your journey. As God begins to teach you and to train you, record the things he's showing you. Just write them down. You can use a journal. You can type them up. You can record them on video or audio. Get them recorded somehow. Because one day it's going to be very helpful for you to be able to look back at those things. And also your journey is going to be a source of encouragement and wisdom for other people as well. And you might say, well, I'm just starting from nothing. That's okay. Record your journey. God's going to bring you from nothing to this spacious, beautiful place. Record your journey of what happens in the middle. record your journey. He's going to take you on this path to make you fruitful, to multiply you, and to increase you greatly. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. But as you diligently show up day by day, listening for him, following his leading, following his voice, he's going to lead you along the path. And that's the path he's going to take you on, to take, make you fruitful, to multiply you, and to increase you greatly, and begin to record that journey. So one of the things I'm thinking about, just in the clouds, in the clouds, I've been meditating on this concept. This is one of the things that God's been talking to me about. Seems like in scriptures, this idea of the cloud shows up over and over. There's so many examples from Noah, when God says, I'm going to give you the rainbow and I'm going to put it in the clouds. In the Old Testament tabernacle, God was leading them through the wilderness with the cloud leading them. It was a pillar of fire or cloud of fire by night. He's leading them to the promised land. It's the cloud that's leading them. And then he says on the Day of Atonement, I'm going to appear above the atonement cover. I'm going to appear above the Ark of the Covenant. And I'm going to appear in a cloud. I'm going to appear to the high priest in that cloud. I'm thinking of Elijah. He's going up and praying for rain, and he sees a small little cloud. He sees a small little cloud. Jesus says, I'm coming in the clouds. Jesus says, I'm coming in the clouds. What is a cloud? It's a covering. But we often use this phrase, the thing that's coming to mind. To be honest, when we got on this video today, I wasn't sure where God wanted to go with this idea of clouds. But we often say someone who's dreaming, that they've got their head in the clouds. They've got their head in the clouds. And we can actually say that as a good thing, is we occasionally need to get our head in the cloud. Need to get our head in the cloud and begin to dream and to vision and imagine. That's where God's appearing. That's where his presence is all through the Old Testament, is he was in the cloud. When he appeared to Moses up on the mountain, he showed up in the cloud. So as we get into the cloud and we begin to dream and imagine and vision and plan with God, he's going to lead us on this beautiful path. Now, what happens though? We have to go through those three phases. As we dream and we vision and we plan and imagine with him, we get our heads in the cloud with him, where his presence is, where his voice is. We get in that cloud. He's going to show us some things. He's going to teach us some things. Then we got to begin to meditate on them in the middle, begin to think on them, to dwell on them. I'm thinking of the example of Jesus's mother, Mary. People were telling her these amazing things about Jesus when he was a young boy. And it says that Mary took all these things and she stored them up in her heart and she treasured them. She thought about them often. So what are the things, as you spent time with God in the cloud, what are the things that he's teaching you and he's showing you the vision and direction for your life? Begin to meditate on those things. Treasure those things up in your heart. Get them recorded. Treasure them up in your heart. And begin to meditate on them. Roll them over in your mind. Ponder on them. Think on them. You don't have to share them with other people. In fact, in many cases, it's probably better not to say anything about it for a while until you start to see it come into pass. Begin to meditate on those things. And I would tell you definitely record the journey. Write the things down that you're hearing and learning from him. And then as you meditate on those things, eventually he's going to give you a step. He's going to give you some kind of actions to take. As you begin to metabolize on that and to break it down and to break it down, think about food in your body. It gets broken down and converted into energy, converted into work and action. When you know what to do, we're going to begin to break it down. We're going to take those steps. And then when you take those steps, it's often going to take a step of faith. It's going to take some courage and some faith to step out in those things. And we begin to take those steps trusting that he's right there with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He's going to help you to fulfill those things. As we talk about putting your head in the clouds a little bit, what is that dream that God put in your heart? Those things that he's talking to you about, those visions that play on the inside when you spend time with him and get still with him. What are those dreams and visions he put in there? Just spending a little bit of time with your head in the clouds, meditating on those things, breaking them down, metabolizing them, magnifying them. And what happens? They begin to grow bigger on the inside. And eventually it urges you, it prompts you, it compels you. Begins when you take a magnifying glass and you magnify light. You can light things on fire with it. I used to take a magnifying glass and engrave or burn my name or initials into my baseball gloves, into the leather. When you begin to magnify these things, it kindles a fire. When you magnify light, it can concentrate into a fire. And that fire is going to begin to burn on the inside of you to compel you to take action. But you have to do something about it. Apostle Paul talks about, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. It's burning on the inside of me. His word is like fire on the inside. But we're going to take communion over this. And today it's just simply receiving that God appears in the cloud. He's got a dream and plan and vision and purpose for our lives. He's given us purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began. So, Father, we're just receiving that from you today. We just thank you for it. We just ask for your help to understand the things that you're showing us, to process them, to break them down, and to convert them into steps of faith, into the actions that you want us to be taking, Lord, that the purposes and plans that you have for our life, this path that you've laid out for our life. We're just asking for your help in that, Father. We just thank you for your steadfast, unfailing love for us, that you were willing to send Jesus to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? And we thank you that nothing is impossible for you. You put those two things together, how much he loves you, that nothing is impossible for him. It's a pretty amazing combination. So Father, I just thank you for this bread and what it represents. And I just thank you that as we get our head in the cloud with you, and we begin to walk out these things in our lives, I think what's really going to happen is it's going to help us to grow in our relationship with you. It's going to help us to know you even more on a whole new level as we see the purposes and plans that you have for our life, and you help us walk them out. We see you coming through over and over. It's going to help us to know you more and more and grow in our relationship with you. And Jesus said in John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I believe just this process of walking out what you have for our lives helps us to know you so much more. And we thank you for it. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Every time we break this bread, we're releasing the old, breaking the old off, and bringing the sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment, that the cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing in our lives. Thinking of all that he went through for us. By his stripes, we've been healed. We've been restored. We've been made righteous. Right in God's sight, we can approach God in the cloud with freedom and confidence. Because in the Old Testament, I was reading the example on the Day of Atonement yesterday. The high priest could only go into the Holy of Holies one day per year, where God's cloud was above the Ark of the Covenant. He could only go in there one day a year. And he had to take a lot of special precautions before he would go in there. In the presence of the cloud, he had to take a lot of special precautions. Otherwise, he would die. And now the way has been opened because of the body of Jesus. The veil has been torn. The way has been opened. We can be in the presence of that cloud. Father, we just thank you for this bread and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. This new covenant new way of living where God is with us. He's by our side. He's helping us walk out. He's got this dream for our life. He wants you to find it. He created it just for you. He wants you to find it, and he wants to do it together with you, to help you walk it out and to do it together with him. And that's a beautiful thing. Father, we thank you for this cup, and we just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's simply about walking it out. Spend some time in the cloud. Not the dark clouds. The clouds of light. Spend some time in those clouds. And then spend some time metabolizing, meditating, breaking these things down in your mind, rolling them over, meditating on them. So that on the other side, they get converted into action. Think of a prism. Light is coming in through one side. It slows down. It gets broken apart in the middle. As the light goes through the glass, it slows down and gets broken apart. On the other side, this beautiful rainbow appears. You see all the beauty that was hidden in the light showing up on the other side. We can do the same. Receive this light from God that's coming from the cloud. Metabolize it, break it down, slow it down, roll it over in your mind, and convert it into beautiful actions on the other side. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.